Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net.
Coming up in about an hour, Paul Charchi and Fantasy Football Hall of Famer are going to join us, get you set for Week 12 of the NFL season, Thursday Night Football tonight. What do you do with Dalton Kincaid being ruled out? If you're looking for a tight end spot start, do you go with Dawson Knox? Also, what about the backfield for Houston with Woody Marks, Nick Chubb? It looks like it's Woody Marks. So we'll get into all that fancy football talk. Playoffs for some leagues start in 2 weeks. So right around the corner. Guillotine leagues, maybe you're in those as well. It is getting very interesting in a lot of leagues. I'm in a dynasty league as well, man. I have to ask Charch about some trade proposals that I've been getting my way. Interesting stuff. People overvaluing certain draft picks and stuff like
that. Always thinking that their picks are worth more. You're like, every player's on every team right now.
It's a rookie draft.
Rookie draft, third round. Who the hell am I getting in the third round?
You're getting the 30th rookie. Anyway. So we'll get into that with Charch later on. Meanwhile, let's talk some Chiefs football. Travis Kelce, New Heights podcast. Of course, yesterday, new episode. Jason and Travis were talking about where the team sits. And I think the most interesting part of it was when Jason was discussing the roster from a year ago to this year with Travis.
You know, it's frustrating where you guys are at. You're 5-5. Five of those losses, though, are one-score games. There's like one or two plays a game, and you guys could easily still be at the top of the AFC. Yeah. Like, let me ask you this. This is what's crazy about the NFL. If this year's Chiefs team played last year's Chiefs team, who wins?
I'm taking this year's.
That's what I'm saying. I am too. Somehow you guys are better, but you're sitting at 5-5. You're just not being, you're not executing as well at the end of games, which is very uncharacteristic for Pat and what you guys have been, obviously, last year.
It feels like it's all self-inflicting. And it feels like the answers are right there in front of us, and we just got to do it.
Look, and that's why I can't quit the team yet, and why I think they can win on Sunday and keep their season alive. But at the same time, I mean, this part is frustrating to hear. If they lose Sunday, then I don't care what the roster feels like it should be compared to last year. Like, nobody's going to care. Like, we can say this all we want. The roster is better, and it feels like this team is better than a year ago. If this team loses on Sunday and they're 5-6, then I don't really give a damn about what we think the head-to-head matchup, but the reality is they're 5-6 and they're going to miss the playoffs.
Agreed. Like, that part of it won't necessarily matter, but there is, like, and as we had said earlier, that is genuinely the frustrating thing about this team and why I don't have it in me to quit them yet. Like, why I, Gold, can't just be like, well, they're not making the playoffs. And again, I don't think anybody's crazy for saying that. I think Dusty maybe he finally called it.
Anybody that thinks the season's over, I totally get it.
Yeah,
I totally get the thought process. Yeah, they're 5-5, and they got to go, I think, 6-1. We've discussed it. Like, it's not a crazy thing at all.
It's not, but like, that's what's frustrating. Because if you had asked me that same question even a couple of weeks ago, and I said, this year's Chiefs team versus last year's Chiefs team, neutral field, who wins? My answer would be this year's team. They're on paper significantly better offensively. They're also statistically better offensively in every category, except for penalties, in which they're about the same. They score more points. They get more yards. They're more efficient. They're more red zone efficient. It doesn't really matter the stat. They are a better offensive team than last year. And I don't think just not having Justin Reed and Chris Jones getting 1 year older means the defense is dramatically worse. Maybe it's a little worse, But I would think the offense is more better than last year's and the defense is worse than last year's. They're top 10 in scoring, both offensively and defensively. They shouldn't be 5-5. What I can't figure out is play calling, player, coach, not getting open. Why do they stink at the end of the game? And I think that that's where I'm borderline starting to wonder if it's yips. Like, as if they're getting in the end of the game, and when it's coming crunch time, a team that knows how to win in pivotal moments, all of a sudden feel like they don't got it. And so they panic, or they're just screwing up more than normal, because that's what it feels like.
Well, it's the pressing part of it. You know, that to me is, if you're trying to explain what has happened with Mahomes late in games.
Like a hitter who's gone 0-20?
I think it is clearly just he's pressing and trying to make the big play. And then when it wasn't happening early on in the season, that is still impacting his decision-making now. And then now you come off a game against Denver where they can say they don't pay attention to the outside noise all they want. That's fine. Everybody hears it. It's 2025. There's no way you don't hear what people are saying. I don't care whether, like, just because you're not sending out tweets doesn't mean you don't hear it. Like, just because a member on the Chiefs hasn't sent a tweet in 7 months doesn't mean he doesn't see what people are saying or hear what people are saying. Everybody is connected in one way or the other. You can block it out all you want. I don't buy anybody that acts as if they don't hear any of it. I'm sorry. Like, there's just no way that's true. And so when you have all this noise and everybody's talking about where you're at and how you're playing and all that, some players fold in those moments. Other players use that as motivation. You know, I think Patrick Mahomes is somebody that uses that as motivation. But, you know, what's tricky about Sunday, Cody, is we just got done saying, admittedly, last Thursday and Friday on the show that, all right, big spot, this is when they're at their best, got to have a game, I trust Mahomes and Andy. And that's what they came out with out of the bye week, was that performance. So now in this game, I'm telling you, everything's on the line, season's on the line. This is where Mahomes will play his best. But, like, that was the exact same scenario last week, the exact same scenario, and they didn't. They had one of their worst play calling days and coaching days of the season. And Mahomes did not connect deep down the field multiple times, did not make a key throw on the 3rd-and-2 to Breshard Smith. You know, so it's kind of weird. It's this exact same scenario to me of why I think they can win. But at the same time, they didn't do that just a week ago.
I do think I have to ignore, for the rest of this season anyway, any of the previously held known things about the team the second they lost coming out of the bye week. Because I saw the same stats. So we know the stats of them coming out of bye week, 22-3 going into
Oh, yeah,
game.
You weren't here on Monday. I said, I am no longer ever, I don't care what happens the rest of this year, next year, I am no longer talking about Andy Reid out of a bye week. Like, next year, I don't want to talk about it.
So
I'm done with the stat. I'm done with it.
Sure.
Done with it. It sounds great. Doesn't matter.
I could be talked into it in a different year. But for this year, I don't want any of the, like, what they can do by trailing by double digits. Any of the stats that are previously held true about the Chiefs team are not true anymore for this year. Like, for instance, you do realize that the Chiefs, in every single year in which Patrick Mahomes has been the starter, they have had at least one winning streak of 5 games. Every single one.
Yeah.
Do they have any 5-game winning streaks this year? They do not. Do I think they're getting ready to go on one starting Sunday? No, I don't. Like, any of the previously held things about the Chiefs, just typically about this team, are not true. They weren't better after a bye week. They weren't better against teams who run the ball well. They haven't been, you know, I don't think they're just going to win 5 games in a row. When trailing, they're not better at coming from behind. They're not better in fourth quarters than any team in NFL history. None of those things that have been true in every single other Chiefs team during this entire dynasty run have been true about this team. And so, like, they're going to have to win in ways normal NFL teams win, which is harder. It is harder to go on 5-game winning streaks. It is harder to go in 4-1 because every game is going to come down to the end and you have to pray maybe they make a mistake or screw something up rather than you just grab it by the reins and take the victory. And you're going to have to avoid screwing it up and some of these other things. It's going to be different. And I think that that's what gives me a lot of fear over them missing the playoffs the rest of the year. I would still predict that they did, but I'm not like optimistic.
Well, looking at the game then, who do you think offensively, I'm taking Mahomes out of this. I think we all agree he has to play better in the big spots. What offensive weapon has to step up the most this weekend to ensure that the Chiefs get the win? Who is it?
Like,
913-586-7965.
Even we included the offensive line, I don't think that's the answer. No DeForest Buckner. So, like, they're missing their best pass rusher. They're not, like, an epically good pass rush team anyway. Josh Simmons only allowed 2 pressures against Nick Bonito. So, like, he's a wall. I think the offensive line's back to its maximum capacity. Even if Kingsley misses with the concussion stuff, I think they're okay there. So I don't think it's an offensive lineman, even if we included them. I don't think it's fair to say Tyquan Thornton. He had 16 damn snaps in the game last week. I think the answer is fairly easily Rashee Rice. I think he has to be more productive with his touches. If you are going to get 10 to 12 targets a game, 5 to 8, 9 catches a game, you got to do more with him, man. I'm sorry, this team's number one wide receiver, and you missed 6 games on your own accord. And to this point, you haven't stepped up to the dude yet. And so while they're using you more than anyone, they are not getting bang for their buck yet out of your production. And so for this game in particular, especially against a really a good defense, and Sauce Gardner and maybe Charvarius Ward and some good corners, he's got to win more. So I think it's Rice for me.
Yeah, I hate to give the same answer, but it's not Isaiah Pacheco coming back as much as I want them to run the football. That they, to me, are
Pacheco's
in trouble.
Not a terrible answer. Yeah, they do need to run it.
They need to run the ball more, but I don't like him stepping up the most. I've seen him all year. I think there's still limitations there with what you're getting. Isaiah Pacheco is not going to be, to me, the key offensive weapon on Sunday. And a lot of that is also banking on the fact I still don't think Andy Reid's just going to run the football more. So, like, what scenario are we going to see there? I think it's very clearly Rashee Rice. We already talked about Kelce, how as great as he has been this year, the offense, you know, running through him again is a problem. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rashee Rice is definitely the answer. He still is the most explosive yards after the catch guy within reason for this team.
I can hear Worthy.
I think very clearly now, between the ankle and the shoulder, something's just not right with him. That's kind of what I'm banking it on.
So
otherwise,
I'm going to step up in this game.
He's getting targeted plenty. I don't need Xavier Worthy getting more targets in a game. He's just not doing much with it. I think the guy that I think is capable of also, it's not just like who I hope. I think the guy that is most capable of having the biggest difference offensively for this game on Sunday is one player. Outside of Mahomes, it's Rashee Rice. That's why he's the answer. Would I love to see Xavier Worthy have his best game in weeks? Sure. I think the player, though, that in a big spot, based off of who I still think he is as a football player, that can contribute the most to an offense, it's Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I mean, again, Travis Kelce, step up. He been the number one
receiver. He also had drops. I mean, Rashee Rice had, 2 drops, 3 drops?
I think you could conservatively say 2. Okay. I think you can make an argument for a third.
All right.
You know, or maybe a fingertip gets on the ball and adjusts that a little bit. But if it hits your 2 damn hands, then you got to catch it.
Because, look, I think the player that Mahomes has connected the most with down the field, has been Tyquan Thorne. I just find a hard time saying, man, going to this game, it's the player that they need the most is Tyquan Thorne. I don't think that's even fair to Tyquan Thorne, frankly, that in the game of season on the line, that like it's him. That's who down the field I think they should continue to involve more, because for whatever reason, Worthy and Mahomes just can't get on the same page. And that does not mean it's not Mahomes' fault as well. They just cannot get on the same page for whatever reason. Tyquan Thorne, even when Mahomes doesn't throw it the best, he's more capable of going and getting the football than Worthy is. But I can't go into Sunday's game and saying the offensive weapon that has to step up the most is Tyquan Thornton. He's their fourth receiver.
My second answer would be Worthy. I don't think. And somebody on the text line just said it's none of them. It's the offensive play caller. It's Andy Reid who needs to figure out.
I agree.
Out
We're just talking
that.
Weapon. You guys know if you listen all week, I think it was the worst coach game the Chiefs have had in a very long time on Sunday. So, yes, Andy Reid has to be a hell of a lot better on Sunday, but I don't count that as an offensive weapon for this conversation, but I totally get the logic on why someone would say Andy Reid has to be much
better. Here's why I can make a strong argument for Worthy. They, in this game, this is the number one offense in the NFL, and I don't want to lose sight of that going into it. This team scores 32 points a game and has an entire bye week to prepare for this defense and where their struggles have been as of late.
Does Anarumo scare you?
A little bit, yeah. He's been historically pretty good against Kansas City and pretty good against Patrick Mahomes. But they got an entire week, an extra week, to prepare for Spags' defense, and they are already the number one offense in the NFL. Because of that, I do think that they're going to need some explosive plays. And I'll be honest with you, the explosive plays don't come from Rashee Rice. That's not where they originate. They originate from, and should, from Xavier Worthy. I understand Tyquan Thornton can be a part of that as well. You spent a first-round pick on Xavier Worthy. He was capable of plenty of explosive plays last year. He averaged more depth per target and all the other normal stats you would expect out of an explosive player last year. I do think that there's a part of this game where, like, they need at least one explosive play. And if I'm guessing where that could come from, that's not Tyquan, I would say, because I...
Yeah,
look,
Worthy
I can't
still
say,
has the
step
speed.
Up, man. He plays 15 snaps. Worthy is
Worthy answer. Still has the speed. I just wonder, you know, with the ankle injury that he's clearly been dealing with in the shoulder, is that what has led to the production not being there? Because he's got all the opportunities. So, yeah, he needs to be better, but is there more of a limitation than we realize right now? I'm not using it as an excuse. Yeah. I'm just saying, is it reality? Is that what is contributing? Because he's giving... he's getting the ball, and I would argue the same type of routes that he normally has. Like, yeah. I don't really think they're using him any differently. He's just not been as effective.
Correct. And look, I'm not as far as the text line said he's a bust. Lucky if he's McCall Hardman.
That's
too far. Now, I will say, at the end of this year, if we do a blind resume between McCall Hardman and Xavier Worthy's first 2 years, they are going to look. It's going to make you a little uncomfortable how close they'll be. Like, I would just...
There's still 7 games left in Worthy's second season.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, but I'm just based on his pacing. I will say at the end of a blind resume of 2 years, McCall Hardman and Xavier Worthy's stats are going to look a little uncomfortable for the blind resume department. But I think it's fairly obvious, even at this stage, who's the better receiver. Because through 2 seasons, McCall Hardman had about 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns. And Xavier Worthy has, again, 7 games remaining, but has 919 yards and not as many touchdowns. And so if you start looking at from that perspective, yeah, sure. The blind resumes are going to look close.
Yeah.
I still think there's a lot to untap there with Worthy, but I can't tell you that he's been a worse player this year. There's no doubt.
I don't get this text. Limit a player's current production in favor of another player's past production. What? Who is suggesting that? I'm confused.
I think they're just talking about what Xavier, this is the Tyquan Thornton versus Worthy conversation, I'm guessing. And they should just play Worthy more, or play Tyquan more. I'm not saying you can't play Tyquan Thornton. And certainly not play him.
By the way, the player that would get less snaps would be Hollywood Brown, not Xavier Worthy in that scenario, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would think so. I would think it'd be Hollywood. It might be some Xavier Worthy. Protect him anyway. But that, like, you know, this goes back to you and I. You and I think they need to tighten up the rotation, not expand it. Mm-hmm. Not like everyone plays equal snaps. We're all running around the field trying to figure out who to throw to. I kind of feel like for the next few games, simplify the offense, tighten the rotation, shorten the types of routes, and just try to like what they were at times last year. When they were like running offensively last year, in which it worked, and there were not a bunch of times last year, they were just efficient, ruthlessly efficient. They took 10, 12 plays to get down a field. They just take the 7 or 8 yards you give them, and they just try to go without making a mistake.
Someone says, run to open up, play action, please. Well, yeah, I totally agree with that. That goes back to the go under center. Few more times, you don't have to be anywhere near what the Seahawks do, which is 70% of the time under center. But the Chiefs are bottom 5 in the NFL in runs, or not even runs, sorry, just having plays, not runs, plays under center. And they're in the same category of teams like the Falcons, some bad, bad teams in the bottom half of the league. As much as you're frustrated at the Chiefs being 5-5, they have no business being in same category with some of these teams that they are in the same company of. When it comes to going under center. But I don't know why I should be convinced that suddenly last week was the week that's going to shift everything for Andy Reid's process. Basically, to me, it's like they're going to have to just execute better. I don't think they're going to change a ton in how they approach the game. They are who they are, I think, as a staff. So basically, your hope has to be...
change a little.
Your hope has to be that they just execute better. I mean, it sounds simple, but like that, I think that's the only hope if you move forward for the rest of the season. That they're going to have more luck in some of these spots. That as much as it is regress towards 0-5 in one score games, that there'll be some positive regression in the final 7.
If you found gold in your apartment walls and you got to keep it on like this British guy, right? You find 616,000 pounds or whatever worth it.
You find me?
And they force you to put it on the Chiefs to make the playoffs or miss.
Oh.
You don't get to keep it. You have to place a bet.
I said it last night on
place a wager.
I said it last night on my betting show. -220 is a terrible bet, but in this hypothetical, I would take the -220. That's a terrible bet. $100 wins 20. It's an awful bet to make.
Yeah,
I think they're making the playoffs, but at -220 is a terrible bet to make.
If it was even money,
make the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's because it is
what
easy.
What about you?
I just can't count them out. I don't think they're bad enough or hurt enough to think that they won't continue to win football games.
I'm also answering your question because I think they win Sunday. And if they win Sunday, then I think only losing one the rest of the way after already playing the Colts is very doable.
Yeah, because they've got the Chargers, who are not playing particularly good football right now. The Broncos, a team they played close with, but at home, where they have been.
What about you, James?
Better this year, et cetera.
Well, would you take an even money bet, like Cody's hypothetical?
$600,000. You don't
make
to keep forwarding. You gotta bet it.
The playoffs.
That they're gonna make the playoffs. I'd bet it. I'd bet that it would make the playoffs.
Would. Okay.
Yes, and I think, you know, we brought up a subject earlier in the week about is it more likely that they miss the playoffs or make it to the AFC Championship?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they make it all the way to the AFC Championship. If they're going to make the playoffs, it's going to be on a run, and which means they're going to be hot.
That's the weird part of the whole. We'll get. I know. I hope we can have that conversation.
The teams are going to hate that's, facing them if it gets to that point.
I want. Yeah, I agree. But it's also, this is, in fairness, we were just talking about this last year with Cincinnati. Remember, Drew kept saying, if they just get in, nobody's going to play them. And
difference with Cincy had the worst defense in the league.
That's the part.
Because Chiefs are still top 10 in both.
That's the weird part. Is like in normally you're like, no, you are who you are. Like, I'm not going to be fearful. But there is some of that. If they all of a sudden clean up the one or two plays late in games, they're a completely different football team. They just have a ton of work to do in these final seven games is the challenge.
This goes back to the same thing. People try to compare apples to oranges for a team that does not have the history the Chiefs do. The difference between Cincinnati last year, had they limped into the playoffs, like Drew was talking about, and the reason why they wouldn't have been fearful is their history is nothing close to what the Chiefs. Chiefs go to the AFC title game every single year. The worst season in Patrick Mahomes' career to date is an AFC title game overtime loss. That's it. And so, like, there is a huge part of me that's why I can't just, like, give up on the team. Why I just don't think, they'll never get it together. And all the other metrics that support that they're, you know, typically quite a bit better than they are record-wise. Yeah. So that stuff. I will say, special teams has been getting a free pass because the offensive teams have been struggling. They have been ass all year.
Oh, I think people have been critical of Tobe.
Dave Tobe's job this year in the offseason should be legitimately looked at. He's going to have to, like, sit down and explain, what is it exactly you do around here? We're not good in kick returns. We're not good in kick return coverage. We're bad in field goals, bad in punts. What the hell are we good at? They haven't been good in any particular area of special teams this year. We don't tackle well. Like, what is it you're working on from a special teams perspective? And when you're a margins team, when you're close, having terrible special teams just doesn't help you.
Yeah, I think people have definitely been having the target on Tobe.
Maybe
as
more
well.
Online than on this show, but yeah.
Someone's right. Yeah, we always get in trouble when we start doing math on this show. The same logic applies. The $100 bet, you'd win $40, not 20. Same point. I think it's a winning 100 to win, betting 100 to win 40 or betting 100 to win 200, I think are bad bets. That's all. Same thing. Thank you, though.
Someone says Tobe was just banking on them eliminating kickoff altogether. So screw it. I just won't coach it this year. Well, that doesn't explain all the other areas they're awful at. At least if they were, man, we were talking about like, Tobe's going to wrap this up. Butker can't even like just keep it in the landing zone half the time. He put it outside of there like five times this year, including in the last game against Denver.
All right, up next, we'll get to what's trending and also look at the AFC and NFC playoff field. Who's not going to be there when the dust settles at the end of the season? And it's all 32 right here on Cody and Gold.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's Chris Jones. You're listening to Cody and Gold. Weekdays 10 to 2 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.